She missed a penalty kick against China in the Algonquin Cup, and they lost that game.
You're listening to KNX In Depth. Mike Simpson and Charles Feldman.
The U.S. national women's soccer team soaked in the cheers and accolades today as they paraded down the Canyon of Heroes in New York City, celebrating their World Cup victory in France. But as that was happening, closer to home, there was a monument unveiled at the Rose Bowl that commemorated what was arguably the breakthrough moment for women's soccer.
1999 World Cup here in Southern California. Tournament-winning penalty kick goal by Brandi Chastain. And guess who's on the phone with us? The two-time World Cup champion, two-time Olympic gold medalist with the U.S. national team. What's it like to be a statue?
That is the question of the hour. That's funny. Thank you so much, number one, for having me on and for spending some time talking about women's soccer. You know, it's not something that you dream about or you think about. And when it's in front of you, I think it just takes you by surprise. And it took my breath away for sure. But the moment and that team absolutely deserve this monument. And artist Brian Hanlon is a talented artist, and he did a absolutely beautiful job. And I hope everybody who visits Southern California comes by to see it.
All right, let's talk about money. So after this victory, do you think that we're well down the road, or at least maybe halfway down the road now, for the women to get equal pay with the guys?
Oh, it's going to be like as if it's tomorrow, I think. It's inevitable. We don't have to wait that long. U.S. soccer understand that. And I believe they always have, but I think they're trying to do business like most business people do, which is, you know, you conserve your funds and you try to make as many deals as you can.
Did you get a chance to watch some of the parade today there in New York? And, you know, when the Soccer Federation president got up there to speak, the crowd started chanting, equal pay, equal pay.
Well, I was in the stadium right next to the president in Lyon, France, and they also did the chant in Lyon. So this is not a new chant for him to hear. And, you know, in his defense, he's new to U.S. soccer, and so I think he has a wonderful opportunity to create a wonderful legacy about what U.S. soccer stands for and what it means for the future of the game.
Do you think this sticks? And by this, I mean the excitement over this team, because something unfortunately happens when the World Cup teams come and go. It's like people forget, or I don't want to say bandwagoners fall off, but they go on to their other sports. Does this continue on? Because I feel like America has a problem with that when it comes to women's soccer.
Yeah, it's a good question, and I have to say that there's two companies that I've been working with recently that will tell us the answer to that is times are changing. One, Visa, they decided to be a sponsor of U.S. soccer, and they actually wanted to be a sponsor of women's soccer, and the U.S. soccer executive said, we don't function like that, and they said, okay, well, we want the money that we are talking about to be spent equally, and they made sure that that's in the contract. So that's really never happened before. Secondly, Budweiser has put out a campaign and made a film that I did a voiceover for that just showcased on Monday that talked about, you call yourself fans, well, we need supporters, and we need supporters who come out when it's not every 4 years, when it's, you know, the regular National Women's Soccer League, and we're playing our games at home, and, you know, don't turn your back on us. We need you, and you're as important every day as you are every 4 years. So I think the messages are being heard. They're definitely being stated, as you could hear Megan Rapinoe today, and I think they are being heard.
Brandi Chastain, thanks for being with us.
And when we continue, some of the stories you may have missed, but we did not.